Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. And it's S-O-N-S. I actually had a lady today say, so what is your email address exactly? And I told her, and I said, ma'am, S-O-N-S, not S-U-N-S. This isn't a sports scene.
I've had that happen two times before. I think, don't people like get it? Like, you know, Sons of Liberty Radio. Like, don't you know anything about the foundation of your country? You know, the Sons of Liberty. That's happened to me twice. They've done the S-U-N-S.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Anyways, yeah. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, you can do that. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and or Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines will be assessed over the next hour, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we've been talking about this for about 2.5 to 3 months now, that you have an opportunity to win a Joshua MK5. Today is the day, the deadline. Today is the last day that you can actually sign up, throw your name in the hat, and see if it's not you that's going to win that beautiful Joshua MK5. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Scroll up just a little bit up on the right. You'll see it. Click onto it. Throw your name in there, your information in there, and we'll be giving you the winner of that Joshua MK5 tomorrow on tomorrow's radio show. So anyways, it's on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks, we have the VA continues to attack whistleblowers for simply speaking the truth. Folks, you have an administration that is targeting those that are calling them out for who they are, and we can see what's happening here is, again, the VA continues attacking whistleblowers for speaking out to save our veterans. Well, this administration attacks our veterans. We have whistleblowers, patriots, those that are upholding dying laws, speaking out against the crimes of this criminal administration on a daily basis. And I'm glad that there's those that are out there that are actually doing the stuff, as we call it. Also want to let you know that we're taking America back. Your enemy is not playing games, and neither are we. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, we got some interesting stuff happening here. We just found out recently, actually it was last night, we found that Hillary's Twitter account is just as fake as Barack Hussein Obama's Twitter account. They found out that 54% of all of Hillary Clinton's Twitter account is fabricated, it's contrived, it's fake. It was just contrived out of thin air. You need to understand they don't have the support. As a matter of fact, we also found that yesterday alone, friends, when this criminal Hillary Clinton showed up in Iowa, I want you to listen to me carefully. You can go online and view the photos. There was more reporters that showed up for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign than there were constituents. Did you hear what I said? There was more reporters that showed up to see the criminal Hillary Clinton than there was constituents. Go ahead and check out the pictures, friends. This is not a fabrication. This is really what's going on. And by the way, these are the people that are trying to convince you that they have all the support of the American people, friends, when in fact they do not. Now, for those that didn't know, a branch off of this little tree that needs to be chopped down, laying the axe to the root of the tree is what we do at Sons of Liberty here, is Obama's Twitter account was found to be 70% contrived, completely fake, created out of thin air. 70% of his Twitter account was completely contrived. I could go down that road. It's a different show. I've talked about it so much in the past, folks. You just need to know, again, a Saul Alinsky tactic is to cause the people to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. You are being duped out of your freedoms, friends. You are carrying around a fear that God did not give you. God has given us not a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And in a carnal sense, that's all we need to do is go back and ask some of the patriots and war heroes of the past, namely from World War II, that said, we don't take counsel from our fears. And friends, these people are laughing at you while they are spitting in your face at every step of the way. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends, you have to check this video out. Go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. It's on featured news. There's a hidden camera that catches airport employees stealing your stuff. And friends, I'm telling you what, it takes a lot to really get me worked up, but when I watch this video, these individuals are the ones carrying your luggage to the belly of the plane. They're getting inside of the belly of the plane, and then they are ravaging through all of your luggage, literally stealing your stuff out of your bags. And what they did is they did a sting operation, and they nailed them one after another. But folks, it is something to see when you're watching these criminals going through your bags. It's bad enough that you have TSA being busted for thievery and theft and pedophilia and other crimes, friends. But when you have these luggage jokers, when these guys are taking your baggage and putting it inside the plane, and they're in the back and they're in secured areas, they're going through your stuff, friends. And it's not just one. You got to see the way that they're acting. But you also need to understand whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. They're acting just like this criminal administration. Hidden camera catches airport employees stealing your stuff. Friends, again, it is highly offensive, but this is really what's going on in the airports. And I thought it was about your security, friends, when that is the furthest thing from the truth. And we see that. It's the same thing that we're seeing from this administration. They're talking about protecting the American people from terrorists. Well, they're entertaining terrorists inside of the White House and terrorist ties within the White House, as are they tearing down the southern border and the northern border, as are they suing governors that are actually enforcing border laws. Folks, nothing different. Same thing. This is being encouraged on a daily basis. The crimes are from this administration, but the American people can deal with it. It's up to you. Folks, Pelosi butchers, again, if it's not the Constitution, if it's not the Bible, this witch, folks, and I kid you negative, Pelosi butchers Declaration of Independence, meaning to support bigger government, not smaller governments. And here we have it again, friends. It's shameful. Cop kidnaps kid to keep them from being kidnapped. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Now, this is interesting. We had a Christian pastor, and as a matter of fact, I was going to do this. A Christian pastor went and asked a homosexual baker to bake a cake for him. You know what happened, friends? Just again, exhibiting these people to a T. The baker refused. He called the cops, and now he's seeking legal action. Do you see how this works, friends? This is why you need to understand God did not give the radical sodomites a right to violate his law, because I'll tell you what, their filth is spewed in every single direction and their contradictions. Muslim Brotherhood to use terrorists to negotiate with Obama for release of Islamic jihadists.
Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Folks, just a reiteration here. This website is designed to show you what the problem is, but also to give you the constitutional and first and foremost the biblical answers to the problems in which you're dealing with. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Going back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, just to clarify, a Christian pastor asked a pro-sodomite baker, a homosexual baker, to bake a cake for him. The baker refused, called the cops, and seeks legal action against the Christian pastor. Who is emboldening these people to act in such a fashion? Are you beginning to understand why the laws have been enforced against homosexuality since the conception of this country? Are you beginning to understand why this is called an abomination? And I'm not going to stay off this topic, friends. You need to understand it is the one issue that people need to take heed to, pay careful attention to, because these are the people that are being used to upend your Constitution and your Christian heritage. For those that are not Christians, you need to become one, first and foremost. You need to understand that your sin is before a just and a holy God. You need to read God's moral law, Exodus 20. Let it drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Put your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ. Read your Bible daily. But you need to understand that that's who we are, like it or not. And if you're okay with this administration turning the lights off, just keep allowing them to attack that which is right in this country. Just ask those that followed the Christ to Golgotha when the women turned and cried as Christ was going to be crucified. And Jesus turned around in his wisdom and he said to them, "Cry not for me, cry for you and your children. If they'll do this in a green tree when you have the light, what will happen when it's a dry one?" If you're letting your government do this today, friends, just imagine when you lose more power and they relinquish, as you relinquish your rights and give them more power on a daily basis, just what they're going to... Hey, folks, we just found out yesterday that this administration, they now have a neutral gender bathroom. And they're attacking everything. They're using the law against itself, said Valerie Jarrett. Folks, that's what's going to happen. And if you think that's all the worst it's going to get, you better wake up and smell the coffee. Don't cry for those that are being beat up by the state-controlled media. No, cry for yourselves if you allow this to happen in your country.
And I want to say, too, is, you know, you said, I'm not going to let up on this subject. Your enemy is not letting up on this subject. Your enemy is advancing their agenda 24/7. We as Christians need to be just as vigilant, if not more,
of course,
being aggressive to stop what they're doing and ultimately be aggressive in being on the offensive, not on the defensive.
Well, the American people, you need to understand there are those that are being ruled by law and there are those that are not being ruled by law. And what America needs to understand is you are dealing with a population, a small population that's not being ruled by the laws of our constitutional republic. They seem to be emboldened through the apathy of the American people to go ahead and attack anybody they want to. And for some reason, the American people, through the state-controlled media, are led to believe that they can go ahead and do that. Folks, you're sadly, sadly mistaken. They do not have a right to do that. But again, as long as they get you thinking that they have a right to do it, guess what they're going to do? They're going to always get away with whatever you let them get away with, and that is the bottom line. Also wanted to let you know, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Muslim Brotherhood to use terrorists to negotiate with Obama for release of Islamic jihadists who were sentenced to death. Now, do keep in mind, those that have been released from Guantanamo Bay by this criminal in the White House, you do realize, friends, that they have returned to fight the American people on another day. You do understand that, right? They did take up arms against the American people once they were freed. Now, why would the President of the United States do that? It's either he's committing treason, which he is committing, or he's not one of us. By the way, America, he is not us, and we are not him. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But everybody already knows this. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, no matter who wins the White House, the new boss will be the same as the old boss. What a foolish thing to say. What a foolish thing to say. That is not true, friends. Satan himself, which, by the way, we have him incarnate in the White House right now, him and his mama, Valerie Jarrett, they can only get away with whatever you let them get away with. I don't care if it's Satan himself. He can only do what you allow him to do. You have all authority, friends. You are the government, friends. Forget that not. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The critics of Islam were right. Check that out. As I said earlier, we found that Hillary Twitter's account is 54% faked. Millions, 19 million fake Twitter followers. That's what they
is
have to do.
Is anybody surprised?
No, I'm not.
I mean, hello.
I'm ashamed.
How many times do they have to lie?
I don't know. But before, you have the conservatives. You know what the conservatives are talking about? What's happening in Iowa? What's happening with Hillary Clinton's campaign? Rather than, hey, America, did you pay attention to the crimes that she's committed against we the people?
Right.
Let's talk about justice here. Why are we talking about her as becoming a possible candidate for the President of the United States of America when we already know she's a criminal?
That's right.
But this is what the conservatives have you talking about, friends. Yeah. Have you talking about everything but what they need to be talking about. So, friends, do yourself a favor. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, it's a great outlet. We got a lot of a lot of really good Christian conservative writers that really fit and define the name. Again, we're there for the very purpose of educating the people as to what the problems are. And again, I want to reiterate this fact, friends. You are where you're at because of the conservatives today, because you've allowed them to paint you into a corner, because what we've noticed with these people is they never talk about really much of what matters. They always seem to omit that. They always seem to talk around that. And I'm sick and tired of it. That's why we have this outlet, Sons of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Did you want to say something real quick, Steph?
Well, I just want to say, you know, like you said, there's no surprise when you look at Hillary Clinton. She should not even be a thought for a presidential case. It should be appalling anybody.
She should be in jail
right
now, at least thrown in jail right now. And that's the message that we want to send to the next politician that wants to follow the same path that she took.
Yeah, exactly. And with the whole Sons of Liberty Media website, the point is that you're going to see what's going on in your country out there today. But it's going to be the truth. And it's not going to be all doom and gloom where you're going to feel like, oh, I want to go hang myself after reading all these articles. It's going to give you empowerment, which is found only in Christ, to do something. We're not presenting problems without presenting the answers. And that's what's so important. And we as Christians, as patriots, we need to be setting the standard, the ultimate driving force of the truth, beating back the enemies lawfully, of course, but not setting back and letting them push their agendas while we sit idly by and just complain. That is not the nature of Christianity. That's not the nature of our country and the founders who established it, and it certainly should not be the nature of our posterity.
Oh, but we're afraid of those guys that have rags over their faces and have guns. Well, friends, you need to ask yourself the question, who gave them guns? Who's been empowering your enemies?
That's right.
You might want to check behind the curtain, friends. And I also want to go back to Adolf Hitler and make this point for the new listeners. We have 7 new affiliates, and we just wanted to give you a shout out and say thank you very much for your trust.
Amen.
But we want the new listener to understand that if you would have looked behind in the 30s, if the German people in the 80 million, that population was 80 million, if they would have looked behind Adolf Hitler, they would have found nothing behind him. So everything that he did it through propaganda. He did it through a lie. There was nothing behind him. Well, I can tell you there was one person that was behind him. His name was Prescott Bush, daddy of George Bush and George W. Bush, and now Jeb Bush. As a matter of fact, he was indicted back in the 20s and 30s for actually illegally financing Hitler's war, in which 405,399 men and women from this country died fighting against that tyrant, and we had the Bushes actually helping him out.
That's right.
Isn't that something, friends? What we can find if we're willing to look for the truth. And again,
and believe
this
the truth
is fact,
and act
folks.
Upon it.
Do your homework. It's all out there for you to see. One of the things I wanted to highlight was the fact that just this last week we found out a TSA agent was screening good-looking men because he wanted to frisk them.
Ugh.
He wanted to put his hands on them good-looking men.
Ugh.
Another man did. And by the way, again, folks, do your homework. A lot of crime behind the TSA. It's a pretended authority. When you go to Article 4 of the the Bill of Rights, it says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. Folks, every time you go through an airport, you are considered a suspect. You are considered a terrorist suspect. Shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued, but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
I'd like to add
in other words, friends, the TSA is completely unconstitutional, and let me say this again. It is a pretended authority, just like Homeland Security is. And when you look at the Patriot Act, which was the first thing that was brought forth at 3:30 in the morning after September 11th, when everybody was sleeping and signed on without actually reading the Patriot Act, that was the first thing that they actually threw on the faces, on the backs of the American people to basically get the American people to forfeit more of their rights, to give more power to the bureaucracies like the CIA and the FBI to be more intrusive into your personal lives, friends. Who's this all working out for? It's not the American people. We're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit about the TSA and how it's not working for you, America. As a matter of fact, they have not stopped one attack. Not one.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 405-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about the crimes of the TSA. Now, folks, I want you to keep in mind, on the border, this administration is making sure that anybody that enforces those border control laws, well, they got the criminal himself, Eric Holder, Attorney General, bringing forth lawsuits against them governors. But I want you to understand that when you go to the airport, you're suspect. You're violated. Steph, you wanted to make that point.
Yeah, I want to make the point because my first personal experience when I saw this, I saw someone being frisked or handled or, you know,
fondled.
That's the best way to put it, by the TSA. And it was this woman. And I remember walking to the airport before this became kind of a big deal. And I was almost shocked. I couldn't believe how they were touching her and what they were getting away with. Now, to me, there is a big problem where if you would leave that airport and go down the block and try doing the same thing at a gas station, public restroom, store, I don't care where, if they would arrest you or throw you in jail or you'd be in trouble for doing something like that, then why is it okay to be doing it in the airport when you leave the airport, go down the block, and you're going to get you know, criminal penalties for what you're doing.
That's called desensitization.
That's right.
Because people need to understand you're being desensitized that way. They mean to commit the crime in the face of everybody. Listen to this. This was Justice Robert Jackson, chief U.S. prosecutor at the Nuremberg trials in 1949. Listen carefully, because what's going on in America is exactly what happened to AT under Adolf Hitler's regime. Oh, that's just really weird. No, you're really ignorant if you don't know the difference by now, friends, honestly. Uncontrolled search and seizure is one of the first and most effective weapons in the arsenal of every arbitrary government. Among deprivations of rights, none is so effective in cowing a population, crushing the spirit of the individual, and putting terror in every heart. Wait a second. Nuremberg trials, this is where the trials took place concerning Hitler's regime, his murderers, okay, his butchers. I want you to listen to this again, because this is exactly what they did, Adolf Hitler did, to his constituents. He overthrew the German Constitution. It took him 6 years. You have something called Patriot Act. It does the same exact thing. It upends the Constitution, friends. It's not aligned with it. And I want to tell you something. It's null and void. And there's several states, there's more than several states across the United States that have made null and void the Patriot Act. And this is why this fear and this terror is constantly put in the face of the American people, is so they can continuously up the ante concerning government control over the people. Listen again. Uncontrolled search and seizure is one of the first and most effective weapons in the arsenal of every arbitrary government. As they go along, they make new law, friends, okay? They can do whatever they want to do, and you're going to have to follow the rule of whatever they say. And it's interesting how government looks just like the tyrant, right? Among deprivations of rights, none is so effective in cowing a population, crushing the spirit of the individual, and putting terror in every heart. Justice Robert Jackson, chief U.S. prosecutor at the Nuremberg trials, 1949. And people, you do need to understand, after Hitler was supposedly ousted, you do need to understand that his butchers were all standing in line to become the next Führer. They all wanted to rule the roost. There was only a few of them that were actually repentant for their crimes against the people. The majority of the people that were committing the crimes against those in Germany at that particular time said they were only doing their job. They were only doing as they were ordered. Okay. Now keep in mind, Adolf Hitler attacked his own Reichstag. Then he created his political opposition. He created retaliation from his own people concerning the Poles that he wanted to take out. Well, it took him a long time to figure out that Adolf Hitler was the responsible one for committing the crimes. See, he commits the crimes, and then he brings in the answers. Now, going back to the TSA, friends, this is overwhelming stuff. Just to show you, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. I'm on a list right now of TSA crimes and abuses. And folks, it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of crimes that have been committed against we the people. And yet not one, friends, not one TSA agent in the United States of America has stopped one crime from happening. Not one terrorist attack from happening. What we're finding is these are the ones that are actually doing the violating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, friends, I could go on some of these highlights, but for the sake of not throwing this out on the air, I'm not going to it. Because it's sexual stuff. It's a fondling of these individuals. And I told my wife since day one, ever since the TSA came out, it's bothered me to no end. I mean, folks, you're at the point now where you have Muslim women with burqas on vetting the American people before they can get on the airplane.
Something wrong with that.
You want to talk about how backwards things are in this country? But I told my wife over and over and over again, I said, these people ain't right. Can you imagine going home every night and tell you, oh yeah, honey, I was, you know, I just pat down about, you know, about 2,000 people today. Yeah, I mean, what a man or seriously, what a woman. And when you look at these people, folks, they're not right. You can't take a paycheck from these people and think it's okay. And by the way, you know the little scanners that are used on the American people? Guess who's those scanners belong to? None other than the international criminal himself, George Soros. He's the one making money off of this, friends.
As you're being violated.
As you're being violated. Hey, folks, I can go on. TSA now putting hands down flyers' pants. I can't believe that this woman actually touched my genitalia. That goes on and on and on. Little kids being violated. TSA forces cancer survivor flight attendant to pull out prosthetic breast during pat-down. We've even had women where they had to dump out their milk concerning their babies. Folks, this is sick. This is sick.
It's so violating.
More TSA abuses. Women beaten. 70-year-old woman and a 16-year-old girl groped, stripped, and other stories. 31-year-old New York marketing executive beaten by airport police, thrown to the ground, suffered concussion, jailed. Reagan National Airport. I'm sorry. TSA violates 10-year-old child at Reagan National Airport. And by the way, friends, again, checking this out, that list goes on and on and on and on again, how they're touching little boys and then finding out they're committing crimes outside of the workplace concerning pedophilia. Stephanie, describe what you've seen the first time that you went to the airport and seen one of these violations.
Well, basically, I saw a woman who was being felt up and down. I mean, not padded, not just, you know, this is your arms, although no one has the right to touch you. Where they were touching her genitalia, I just couldn't believe it. When I walked through the door...
And she did it with a smile on her face.
I was like, oh, and her arms were out, you know, in a very submissive, you know, vulnerable position where your arms are out, your legs are out. I mean, and these people are feeling you up and down. There is something wrong. It's a very violating feeling. And even, too, when you're reading that quote, it's meant to crush the spirit of the individual and put terror in their heart. It's a very embarrassing, you know, feeling when you're going through that and when you're watching other people. I remember last time we took a trip, I remember some lady, she was being pet up and down. She goes, she felt my so-and-so, and she was walking away. And yeah, just people feel violated, but yet what do you do to stop it? Because when you are...
Remember that guy just at the last airport we were at? Now, folks, I don't let these jokers put their hands on me. I just don't go there. And if they do, it's like, hey hold up, dude, what are you doing? We were at an airport it was on the East Coast just a couple weeks ago, and we were walking through, and everything was fine. And as we were walking through, folks, he put his hands in my pocket. He put his hand, I'm sorry, outside of my pocket, and he touched it. I said, whoa, dude, what are you doing? And it's like, you're not going to just put your stinking hands on me without just cause. You have no reason whatsoever to put your hands on anybody.
Yep.
And I've said this to them over and over and over again. For the most part, they stay away from me, which I'm glad. Folks, TSA crimes. Oh, my gosh. Screeners started to empty a woman's wallet, takes out the receipts, and starts looking at them. This is a pretended authority, friends. They're catching these guys and girls stealing on camera. By the way, it was some years back in Memphis where I got my computer ripped off by the TSA. There has been thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of reports of TSA officers stealing from those that are traveling, from travelers.
It
just goes on.
And it's
I mean,
sick.
Folks, I'm on live radio right now, and I am scrolling up at a rapid pace. And look at the
scroll.
Most,
yeah,
oh,
it's going up
folks,
really
it goes
fast.
On,
but the scroll
on,
is not very far
and
down
on,
yet.
And these are crimes that you haven't heard anything of. Harassment. Pregnant teacher harassed by the TSA. Another woman violated, touching her genitalia. I just started this out, this segment out by pointing out the fact that the TSA, a homosexual sodomite, looking for good-looking men so he could frisk them. There's no reason they're putting their hands on you, friends. None. You know, another thing that's really offensive is when they grab you, you know, this has never happened to me before, but it's interesting how they'll grab people like grandma or grandpa in a wheelchair, and then they'll take their hands, and then they'll rub that dust on their hands.
Yes.
It's like, do you realize how stupid you look?
I did see that, and that was the first time I saw that on our way back from the East Coast. I think, you know, they're going through, and they're taking people randomly, grabbing their hands, they're swiping them, and I said, what? I asked you, what are they doing? Because this is something new to me that I had never seen before. He goes, well, they're checking for bombs. It's like, are you kidding me?
Give me a break. Oh. Hey, folks, I want to let you know, too, and I'm going to switch gears here after this next break. They're finding that more children are coming forward concerning the crimes of the TSA now. Kids are starting to come forward and talking about the crimes of the TSA and how they have fondled them. Talking about the TSA, be right back.
Sons of Liberty. We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Gold is like nothing else on earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You know, I guess the reason that people aren't talking about this anymore is because they've been desensitized and conditioned that it's no big deal.
Yeah, and then you have the fools that say,
I think it's pretty weird that you're okay with somebody that you don't know, that doesn't look first and foremost like they're right in the head, say it how you want to say it, to put their hands on you, point the finger of blame at you as if you are a suspect terrorist. Oh, hey, by the way, does anybody know what the word terrorist means, defined? This is interesting. Terrorism was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. Listen, government by intimidation. That's the definition. Terrorism was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. Is that not what we're dealing with today, friends? It is. It really is. Here, let me go back to a point that Stephanie, you were just making, because it looks pretty foolish.
Yeah,
and furthermore,
think, yeah.
to go to the airport and to sit and watch some creep put his hands on your kid and on your wife, and you know, I've heard people say, "Oh, I feel safe." What? Oh, my goodness, friends. Hey, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither safety nor liberty. Does that sound familiar? That was one of those guys, one of those old white men that threw off a tyrant named King George. He was a part of writing out the Declaration of Independence. I think he would probably know better than anybody.
He'd have a little bit of understanding.
I would say so. I mean, it reminds me of what James Madison said, the father of our Constitution, when he said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Yes, as government grows exponentially. Wow, America. Hey, listen. When we look at the function of the TSA, we need to understand that it's never been about terrorism. It's been about a violation and a desensitizing of you, the American people, as we can see that. And folks, in saying that, I've already read the Fourth Amendment to you concerning the Bill of Rights. We can see that the rights of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches, these are unreasonable. It shall not be violated. It's being violated. In the face of the world, it's being violated. You're playing the dupes for designing and dangerous designing men. See, friends, the problem with the TSA employees is that it didn't require any discipline to attain their positions. They simply stood on the shoulders of a corrupt administration who has never, by the way, the president has never ran a candy store a day in his life. And yet you're allowing him to destroy your country. And he said so. So when we're looking at the TSA and the pretended authority, and by the way, if people would go back on Barack Hussein Obama, if we can prove, which we have, the evidence, that he can't prove a thing about who he is, he doesn't even know his own Social Security number. I think he's got 40-some of them. Anybody comes out on his birth certificate, the next thing you know, they're floating in the water. I mean, you try to call him Barack Hussein Obama, and his real name is Barry Satoru. I mean, folks, pretty telling, yeah, but going back to the TSA, they simply stood on the shoulders of a corrupt administration only to fulfill the position of the newly created bureaucracy, which brought in order out of chaos. See, because America was so preoccupied with the word terrorism, bombarding their every thought through the state-run media. By the way, for the first 13, 14 years, you were told that it was the jihadists. Now we're seeing them attempt to erect a brand new mosque right where the towers fell. In that very particular area, in that very area, friends. Which is a sign of conquering. I mean, don't look too far behind what's going on, because you might actually have to do something about what's going on in your country. And this is all slapped on you, America, under the guise of security, when in fact you're the ones being violated. Now, since the TSA has violated and stripped down the American people, it's time we turn the light on them and expose the crimes of the TSA and those that are behind the TSA, because you need to understand something, friends. You do not have to have the TSA in your airports. It's not mandatory. Arm the American people, you're not going to have an issue with one of these little effeminate jihadists. You're just not going to have the issue. And if they want to go ahead and attempt it, I'll tell you what, it's going to be an attempt. It's going to be an act of suicide. But yet again, we have the same government that's telling us terrorism, 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 have to give up your rights, give up your rights, that's also asking you for you to give up your guns, which makes perfect sense as to who's behind everything that's going on. In a good portion.
Yeah, it would just, oh boy.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. And it's very frustrating.
Yeah, we have a job to do, and we're doing it. We're not asking about doing it. We're not telling you all the problems without taking action. We are bringing this message to the masses across the boards, coast to coast, and we cannot do this without your support. For the new listeners, as Bradley was mentioning, please do, if you have not yet, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bradley's been been highlighting all the articles here during the program. So many good things for you to choose from. Like them, share them, get them out to the masses. But our main program that we have is Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And what that means, you'll see that button on there when you click on the website. Click on the button. What it does is those people who are sons and daughters of liberty are people who support the ministry on a monthly basis. For some people, it's a small amount, and for some people, it's a larger amount. But the good thing about it is it's the foundation, as I always say, that we can catapult from to be able to go out and reach the masses. Maybe you have never clicked on that link. Click on the link. Take a look at it. Take a look at the beautiful Son of Liberty or Daughter of Liberty certificate that you'll receive. Every little package comes with its own little goodies that you receive. But what I like about it is you can feel good about who you're supporting. It's not just a one, we're not just a one-topic ministry that deals with just one thing. We deal with a plethora of issues. We don't just go to young people. We go to young people and old people. We don't just hit, you know, one thing such as schools, although we've done tons of schools. We're hitting schools, prisons, churches, festivals, universities, college campuses. Wherever the door opens, we go because we understand this message is universal and it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. For those of you who'd like to support and you never have, go now to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. You can find out how to do it in very easy steps. In fact, I'm not a computer genius, and it's so easy even I can do it, which is good. Or if you'd like to make a one-time donation, please click on the button in the stars and stripes that says Donate, and we really appreciate all of your support. If you are currently a son or daughter of Liberty, as our commercial says, we cannot say thank you enough because all we do is made possible by faithful supporters such as yourself. I also want to highlight one thing, too, as well. If you go to our store, click on the store button. We have so many good products and materials. We've got CDs. We have our brand new Sons of Liberty coffee mugs that look just sharp.
Thank you for the orders, by the way.
Yeah, we have been getting a lot of orders on those Sons of Liberty mugs. People that say, hey, I want one. I had someone say, absolutely, I want to advertise the ministry, she was saying. So please do check it out. There's so many good things. We're going to be getting in some new T-shirts and so on. But if you have not taken a look at the store, like I said, there's books, CDs, T-shirts, something for everybody. Bradley's comic book, the My War documentary series, which for our new listeners is airing right now on Dove Television, Dove TV. It's called My War. There's so many good things for you to take a peek at. So do check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. And I want to say, too, you know, so many people say, well, what can I do? I'm only one person. You know, the media website with all of the articles, you can share them with all of your friends. And you know, that brings up good discussion among people. And then they share it with their friends. Facebook is not just a thing for you to put beautiful pictures of yourself and, you know, and say, oh, look at all the wonderful things I'm doing. Facebook should be a tool to promote the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, bring the truth to the masses exponentially as we continue to grow our message.
Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history, and so no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. This is what the Sons of Liberty is all about. It's claiming the rights that God has bestowed upon us and standing up and doing the stuff, as we call it, in the ministry here. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God, but walk the walk. Don't just talk. We're getting tired of that, right? You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. No, let's not have none of that. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walks. So let's do the same thing. And then that way he promised he would manifest himself unto us. So again, as John Quincy Adams rightly said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. You have to do all that you can do. And you got to actually work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And it's a labor of love and a work of faith. And you show the world your faith by your works, not the other way around. So,
in fact, that's one of our slogans. We're turning talk radio into do radio. As Charles Spurgeon said, brethren, do something, do something, do something. Jesus gave us the mandate to go into all the world and preach the gospel, not sit in your church and have a pizza party, but to go and seek and save that which is lost. And that's what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, friends, go over to MK5, Joshua MK5, last day to actually sign up. Check it out. Scroll down a little bit on the right, and you will, we'll see if you'll be the lucky winner. 1 John 3:18, talk to you 23. See ya.
There's a man named Dr. Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.